How's the Albert doing?
No, he's doing better. You know, you have to, when you got the mild concussion symptoms, you've got to wait, not put him in a situation where, you know, he can be involved in any collisions for a few days, so we're waiting. But he's been conditioned inside, and he should be fine.
But you were pretty cautious with Nick Harper when it happened, so with Albert, I would think...
Well, each case is different. Each case is unique based on our baseline studies, and so you have to vary it. And so we do evaluations. We're constantly evaluating them.
And last year you saw what a difference you had defensively with him in and out of there.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, he's a very important part of our defense, and we're hoping that we have him available for Sunday.
Do you think he can kind of, not say con of a doctor or something, hey, I'm fine, I'm ready to go, because he wants to play? I mean, are there
no, that's not possible. You know, he actually was the other way after the ball game, and the doctors were realistic, very practical, and cautious, and you know, for some reason he didn't remember. He's at least claimed he didn't remember much, but so we have a protocol that we follow, and it's been working.
Coach, the last couple of days have been that kind of a circus atmosphere around here. Have you guys kind of returned to normal now? You feel like?
No, since everything that goes on inside and outside is normal, and it's been normal. And today was a great practice. I was really, really proud, and it didn't have anything to do with what happened the last couple of days. It had to do with execution and preparation.
With Kerry in his style of play, the drop back and not real mobile, do you anticipate a lot more extra stuff coming from Cincinnati, bringing extra guys?
You know, yeah, you have to be prepared for everything, and you know, Kerry's actually pretty good at that. He understands that, he sees it, he makes good decisions, gets rid of the ball, and you know, and some quarterbacks can beat the blitz with their legs sometimes, but many of them can beat it with their arm. So it's, you know, if I was on the other side, I would be cautious because of his experience.
Well, on the flip side, Palmer got pretty comfortable last year. I mean, how important is it to get after him on Sunday?
Well, I think, I mean, obviously our defensive line has to be able to you know, collapse the pocket quickly, and you know, we can't let him hold on to it, because he can if he holds on to it, he can wait till things happen. He can make big plays down the field.
After last year's game, which was kind of not pretty, sense any extra motivation this week?
No, they're motivated because it's week two, it's our next game. You correct what happened last year, we did that following the game. We made adjustments in the game plan, and now we're just going to go try to win this one.
Interesting to see how teams start to adapt to CJ after what he did in week one.
We are, you know, but we also are prepared to expand, you know, and so that's... And that's why he's here, and that what we have to do is do different things. And, you know, if you get an adjustment here, then we got to be ready to counter with it.